November 29, 1944, was the night Cy Brenner was killed in action in southern France. At least that's what many eyewitnesses reported. However, his survival simply meant he was about to endure a long tenure in a POW camp. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. Here's the latest from my friends at 31.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31. What is 31? Well, from totes to thermals, backpacks to organizational items, we are making life easier. You may have seen some of our unique items showing up at work, school, the pool, or on the road. Maybe you've wondered how you can get one of those trendy items or even become a 31 consultant. Just go to my31bag.com. That's my, the number 31, bag.com. My31bag.com. This month's special, when you spend just $31, you'll get one of five items for just $5. Plus, you can personalize your items for just $5. Maybe you need to get the kids a backpack for school or a gift for someone's wedding. Now you can personalize it for just $5. Need a fundraiser for your school or community group? Do what so many groups are doing and use 31. Make the most of summer, whether at home, work, or play. Whether you're on the farm, in the city, or somewhere in between, go to my31bag.com.
It was the night of November 29, 1944. Cy Brenner and another soldier were in southern France fighting the Germans when they discovered they'd entered a clearing where six enemy tanks were sitting. They ran to hide.
As we were running toward that farmhouse, I looked over my right shoulder and I saw the 88 on the tank swivel and I saw a flash.
After the war, Cy learned that other U.S. troops saw the incident from afar and thought he was killed since they saw his body fly into the air.
When I regained consciousness, there was a German with an American 45 on my nose and another one kicking me, yelling, "Raus! Raus!" And the man lying next to me said, "I broke your dog tags in half so they wouldn't know that you were Jewish, and I buried it in the snow."
Cy says he doesn't know who the other American soldier was, but he probably saved him from being killed. He was grouped with other prisoners of war and taken to a camp.
On that march, I arrived in Stalag 5A. It took 13 days to get there from the day I got hit. It was 13 days. We had no food and no water. We ate snow.
Conditions at the POW camp were bleak. He remembers his daily food ration.
In the morning, they had what they called a cup of ersatz coffee and a slice of black bread, which had sawdust in it. For lunch, we had no lunch. For dinner was boiled grass, and that was our meal.
More next time with Cy Brenner as we travel the countryside. In San Diego, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.